The less your business spends, the more margin you keep. But today, everything costs more. So smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one proven platform, helping you reduce IT costs, maintenance costs, and manual errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/earnings. netsuite.com/earnings.
You know success when you see it. Or you think you do. The people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Everyone was too bright-eyed and too eager. And we chanted, "We work." We chanted, "We work, we work." And then we hit a gong.
Not that long ago, Adam Neumann was one of the most successful startup founders in the world. He was a visionary leader who said he was going to overturn a trillion-dollar industry.
At WeWork, we really strive to help you as much as we can. Focus on doing what you love. Create your life's work and let us take care of the rest.
Venture capitalists were falling all over themselves to invest in his company.
WeWork has revolutionized the leasing of office space.
$10 billion invested in this company? It's the second largest venture capital investment of all time.
He ran the most valuable startup in America, and he pitched that he was going to revolutionize your work life.
It sells fun. I mean, it sells excitement. You don't even have to go out to a bar or a club. We will bring that all to your office space where you sit and do work. The bar is now at your desk.
So when you first walked in, you're like, dude, this place is awesome. Like, what is going on?
But as Adam raised more and more money, things started to get strange.
You know, if Adam was coming down the hall, it's like every executive's butthole tightened. Like everybody just got really like, oh my God.
He started saying things like he wanted to live forever, be the president of the world.
WeWork was nothing without Adam Neumann, right? No one was investing in WeWork. They were investing in Adam Neumann. But I think we fall in love with these personalities and the emperor wears no clothes.
And in the span of just a few weeks, everything changed.
Office-based startup WeWork has officially postponed a plan to go public.
WeWork is having trouble finding investor demand at one-third of the $47 billion price tag.
The real concern is Adam Neumann, the CEO. Everything is on him. His performance will determine this.
What went wrong? We'll take you inside the company with interviews from people who helped build WeWork and exclusive tapes of internal meetings, where Adam talks to his employees in ways he'd never speak in public.
None of us want to look back and say, I could have done more. This could have been bigger. This could have been better. That's not acceptable. You do not get a chance like this again. None of us do.
This is a new podcast from Bloomberg Technology called Foundering. This season, we'll tell you the story of WeWork, a company that captured the startup boom of the 2010s and also may be remembered as a spectacular bust that marked the end of an era. We'll take you into headquarters and inside the mind of the man at the center of it all, Adam Neumann. Why he built WeWork the way he did, what happened to the company, and what might happen next.
Think about the long-term consequences of what this coronavirus has done. Curious what this means for WeWork now. WeWork is known for crowding people together in one shared workspace.
Check us out. Foundering, a new show from Bloomberg Technology. Subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What could you do if your data was working for you and not against you? With Bloomberg delivering enterprise data directly to your systems, you get easy access to the details you want, optimized for higher-level analysis, and financial data experts committed to helping you maximize your every move. Our data is made for more, so you can show the world what you're made of. Visit Bloomberg.com/enterprise data to learn more.